From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio.
Back in 93, I met my dream and I fell in love on the interstate. About 3 miles from green up, where I fell in love with a woman I didn't know. Now I'm standing by the Ohio River, broken hearted and all alone, over a love I thought I had. Ohio River, take me home.
Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Turning Ground. Turning Ground is one of the new energetic bands to surface onto the bluegrass scene with a sound rooted deep in the Appalachian Mountains of eastern Kentucky. Stay tuned to hear their music and stories.
Every time I'm on the double A, I think our love is gone. They're in the front seat, no one beside me. As I go down 23, now I'm standing by the old.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Now I'm standing by the riverbank as I watch you sail away. It was a love I couldn't have. It's so hard to get away.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 464th performance. We're coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Turning Ground. They are based in Sawyersville, Kentucky, rooted deep in the Appalachian Mountains of eastern Kentucky. Their style of bluegrass, bluegrass gospel, is original and built around five very creative members who love the music. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, Turning Ground.
Thanks a lot. Got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, I've cried a lot. Lost true love, honey, thanks a lot. You ordered a food, I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little, you laughed a lot. Now you're gone, honey, thanks a lot. Honey, thanks, thanks a lot. Got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, I've cried a lot. Lost true love, honey, thanks a lot. My friends, I was passing by, that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserved everything I got. That's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Honey, thanks, thanks a lot. Got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, I've cried a lot. Lost true love, honey. Johnny, thanks a lot.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, speaking with Turning Ground. Here's Donald.
This is where we get the water out and cool the stage down a little bit because it's on fire.
They can't see us dance.
I know.
That's probably
your
good,
feet,
though.
Feet trying to
I'm too
come.
Big and fat. Hard on a fat boy.
You have won a competition, which is now going to put you on the festival rotation as, like, basically a champion of that festival. Tell us what happened in Outer Banks.
Ralph Adams.
I'm sure we have a lot of bluegrass fans out there, and if you're familiar with Outer Banks, North Carolina, they have a wonderful festival every year. The lineup there is probably the best in the business, now that we're in it, but just kidding. But we were lucky enough and blessed enough. We sent in our
promo pack
to those guys, and it was open across the country, and they chose 8 bands across the country for the first annual band competition. And we went down there last year and were blessed enough to won the thing. So that allows us to go back this year and play main stage, and that's a wonderful festival. But, you know, that opens doors for all kinds of other things.
I slipped the judge like $600 too. So.
But
that's going to be edited.
Please. We had booked several festivals prior to the band competition, and you know the Lord's blessed us to do what we do, and that's just a little bit of icing on the cake.
Deep up in the holler, down around Jellico, Farmer Thompson's daughter, she was worth more than gold. Long blonde hair and dark blue eyes, the prettiest thing I ever saw. But up at Holler Garden, her was shotgun and overhaul. Many have tried, many have failed when they come across this land. You can hear those shots ring out, they'll try to take her hand. Love is what's brought them here, and love's what's laid them down.
So it's one of those things, especially in the festival market, that success breeds success. You have a festival, you do really well there. Now you're something. You're playing the same, your talent's the same, but now you've got on their radar, so you get to, you know, get circulated around different circles that way.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was telling Nathan the other day. I told a joke earlier, and I spoke and said I was an attorney. I am not an attorney. They made me sign some papers, and I told them I was an attorney, just try to scare people. But I am a veterinarian, okay? And that's scary enough.
He's my doctor. He takes care of me. We're on the road, you know.
He's coming in for a neuter next week. But Nathan works with me, and we were on farm calls last week, and we were just talking, and we're very humble with what's happened or what's going to happen maybe or what's going on. But I told him, I said, every festival we play this year, somebody different is going to see us. And hopefully they'll like us, and it's just, like you said, it'll just breed on and breed on. So, you know, we're really excited about this year. I think we've got maybe 25 dates or something like that. Yeah, and it's really snowballed from last year, so.
Don't talk about snowballs.
Hey, we're from Eastern Kentucky. We had like 18 inches up there, so. Did y'all have some down here?
Oh, we had a little bit. A light dusting.
Just a dusting.
They like to say around the Lexington
park. We just won't say ice, right?
No ice.
Yeah.
I pulled the shoebox out of the closet this evening. Looking at old memories of you. And don't know why men do this. Because it holds.
Joined us tonight, we're with Turning Ground on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
You brought up the vet and the farm calls. You've created a bunch of songs on the job, you know, inspiration, whatever you may have felt. So you're on a call, you have no idea what you might be getting into, maybe you do, and then you still feel inspired enough to write a song.
Sure. I mean, just Nathan's mind is constantly, I think it's a gift from heaven that it's just constantly. He's putting, you know, pen to paper. And someone was in the clinic the other day, and the guy said, he can't keep a good man down. And Nathan's like, he just wrote it down.
Well, hold up, bro. I ain't got that wrote yet.
Well, Alabama did a song like that. I hate to burst your bubble.
Some
but,
lawyer he has. We'll do it better in Alabama.
You know, it's just every day. And songwriters will tell you that. I'm not a songwriter. They'll tell you that it's just a little tag or just a little phrase or, You know, it may be a farm call out in Elliott County or Sandy Hook when we're working on a little cow at 12 o'clock at night.
That's where the love songs come from, right?
That's
been looking for love in all the wrong places.
Are you writing that down? Oh, that's already been done.
Negative. There's never going to be a song sung in this band that.
To keep the ego feed going on, Nathan, you released a solo project.
Nathan Arnett.
I think I released it probably a couple weeks ago. I was actually fortunate enough for some of the band members to play on it. Kayla done some tenor and played that fine bass on it. And Jonathan done some baritone work, and Ralph done some tenor work, and Mike helped me mail the CDs out. And let me tell you something. This man down here is the brain of the operation because...
Thank you.
Not you, Ralph. Scoot back. This man over here with those claws. Really, I tell you what, it's a hard job to contact people, talk to people on the telephone, and get these festivals set up. Anyway, I released that CD, and I'm kind of proud because I ordered 100 and already gone. And hopefully, you know, people will like it. It's just something that some of the songs that we as Turning Ground has not worked up yet. And
I hope it goes aluminum for you.
I do, too.
Double aluminum.
Yeah, last place we was at, we showed up, and they actually had our name on a piece of cardboard with a magic marker. I was like, hey, you know, we made it.
Well, down the road, just a mile or two, little girl named Pearly Blue. Mouth so high, her hair is brown, prettiest thing most in this town. And down the road, I got a little pretty girl down the road. Mouth so high, hair is brown, prettiest thing most in this town.
Tell us a little bit about how it feels to have one break. You had the Cell of Mine project get on.
Yeah,
there.
Cell of Mine was a project that kind of just was like a whirlwind. I mean, we just kind of got in the studio and we found a new studio and we started doing some stuff and everything fell into place and we released, kind of did like a release, or we just told everybody that it was going to be available at Rudy Fest, which is a huge bluegrass festival in Grayson, Kentucky, and we did that last year. And the response was really super good. And, you know, internet radio has done a lot for independent artists. Unless you're on a label, and I'm not stepping on any toes, it's very difficult to get your music played in mainstream. Internet has really, really helped us, and Facebook has helped us tremendously. So Cell of Mine was released to radio, and we've had some DJs, you know, Annette Grady and Brett Smeltzer, and several of them has just picked it up and just gone with it. And you know, our Facebook likes went from 100 to 3400. I mean, you know, like I said before, we've been blessed. But when that project went to Airplay Direct for the whole month of July, I think we were as far as on Airplay Direct, and I'm sure people that are listening are familiar with that, we had the number one bluegrass album on the charts. So that was you take that in $1.52 and you can get your coffee at McDonald's. So I know that because I drink coffee a lot. Is the title cut from our new project that we put out last year, entitled Cell of Mine. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Said I should have thought of what I done before I loaded up my gun. But on my dirt, on tombstone, going round in my cell alone, doing my time in this cell of
Tell us a little bit about the band name and where that came from.
That was started at the vet clinic. We just kind of Well, everybody started it, but go ahead.
Out beside the clinic, they do a lot of raising cane and things like that. And there was this old man, which is actually a guy that he works with, his father.
And you work with?
You work with him. He's an old-time farmer, you know, and he had this mule going through there plowing ground. And I told them boys, I said, you know what? There's so many names, breaking ground, this and that. I said, let's turn some ground, you know, and that kind of where that come up with. Because we don't go back to Bill Monroe stuff, this stuff, you know, we kind of are more of a contemporary bluegrass. And like I said, we write our stuff, and we're kind of different than a lot of bands. If you put 50 bands in this room, they're all going to be different and all going to have a different sound. And so I think that's where turning ground come, you know, turning some new ground. So
everybody familiar with Morgan County and the Sorghum Festival up there? Yeah. In Morgan County? Yeah. Okay. The gentleman that founded our clinic, he founded it in 63. He retired after 50 years of practice. He and his brothers have been making sorghum for about 30-some years. And right around our clinic is his home, and that's where a lot of the sugar cane is grown. There was a gentleman out there with a mule, plowing some ground. Well, he was actually just training the mule for a plow, and boom. Some of the names that we had thought about would, if we had named this band that, it wouldn't have got as far as the ceiling. So... there was one that was about that long. Long, slow drive down a dark road. Or I don't remember what it was. But, I mean, the radio show would have been off by the time they announced our name. So.
I really wish we would have went with Field Dirt and Bulldozers. That's what I wanted to go for.
I think Mike come up with three chords and a cloud of dust. I believe.
A cobweb and a puff of smoke.
When we first met, I was young and poor. Knew just what I was working for. I'm a change that so happy you to see. Money, you making time, but you can bet I won't stand in line. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank. So chalk it up, mark it down. Look for me, I won't be around. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank. Carpentel and the tables turn, it'll be too late for you to learn. My love is worth more than money in the bank. So chalk it up, mark it down. Look for me, I won't be around. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank.
Come on, boy.
It's like money in the bank. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Turning Ground, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Turning Ground after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
When the Carbondale and the tables turn, it'll be too late for you to learn. My love is worth more than money in the bank. So chalk it up, mark it down. Look for me, I won't be around. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank.
Come on, boy.
Up, mark it down, look for me, I won't be around. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Turning Ground, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Out there in the darkness, I sit here alone, too lonesome to cry. Oh, the water runs high on the river at midnight. I sit on the shore to weep and to cry. That woman I loved, she left me this morning. No one to one night on the banks of a river. I sit there holding hands and making our vow. Swore we'd never part, or be happy forever. But a little love, she's rolls high on the river at midnight. I sit on the shore to weep and to cry. That woman I loved, she left me this morning with no one to love.
For radio listeners, I talk a lot about, you know, the big upright basses. We have a very unique upright bass tonight. It's electric, mm-hmm. but yet playing it as an upright bass. So tell us a little bit about that and how you came to play bass.
I used to play in a band. I had my own band back whenever I was 16.
Kayla Ambergy.
I played rhythm guitar and couldn't keep a bass player. So we had a rhythm guitarist, and I told Dad, I said, well, teach me how to play bass, and I'll play bass in it. So then I went to ETSU, and I learned a lot there in the bluegrass seminar there. Kind of been playing since that. The bass I'm playing is an NS design. I have like a 53K, but it's a little big to carry around, and I don't carry it around. They do, so
it's as easy to carry around as a Volkswagen. It really is.
But it
sounds great.
When I started with the band, I was pregnant, so, and my husband was working, so he couldn't really lug it around for me, so they was lugging it.
So you're blaming it on us now?
No.
This is all new to me.
Let me get to the point. Okay. So after I had my baby, you know, you got the car seat, you got the carrier, you have to have a stroller.
There we go.
You got to have all these things. And I'm not blaming it on my child. I'm just trying to make everything a little bit more room efficient for everybody. So a friend of mine had this bass, and he didn't need it anymore. So he sold it to me and kind of just playing it now. I love it. So
I think she does a great job. How about you guys?
Oh, yeah.
I've been fighting with these sheets again. I can't make myself lie still.
my pillowcase. It's soaking wet, and yet I feel a chill. It takes all I can do these days to just survive the night. It gets crazy when a man can't get that woman off his mind. It's 8 o'clock, it's almost 4 a.m. My mind keeps painting pictures of you out loving him. I just crushed a Dixie cup for running out of wine. It gets crazy when a man can't get that woman off his mind. When a man can't shake memory if he runs hot and cold and blind. Well, he hates her, then he loves her, then he hates her one more time.
Nathan wrote this song, and we have a lot of requests for this tune, and it holds a special spot in my heart. My grandmother, I lost a grandmother in October of this past year, and we sang this at her funeral. It was very difficult for me, but it really tells a story, and I feel like this song fell out of heaven right into Nathan's lap. It's called Lay Me Down.
This old world, they're gonna last here forever, and this earthly body is gonna soon wear down. There's a master in heaven who watches over me. I got my name in the Lamb Book of Life, I've been set free. When they lay me down, close my eyes to sleep, and you gather around me, don't we
for so long. This world's heartaches and pain. But I've received my ticket on that heavenly train. If you want to see me, you better call on him. For he's the only way, he's the truth and the life. Oh, my friend, when they lay me down, close my eyes asleep, and you gather around me, don't weep for me. I'm on my way home. I've got a brand new song. Remember me.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with Turning Ground on Red Barn Radio.
Way off in the distance, hear the whistle blow. Shackle down to my last meal, the last place I will go. Well, build the count is high, what the judge said. After losing in a poker game, left him for dead. Well, sitting around a table, big poker game. I took all the money, left the poor judge in shame. As he reached for his pistol, never leave alive. He ain't high, but I shot twice with two holes in his side. Lock me in prison over some old foolish game. Gonna hang me in the morning, never see the light of day. They thought they had me, I called the bluffer in that game. I may swing tomorrow, they'll have to dig to grave. Never see the light of day. They thought they had me, I called the bluffer in that game. I may swing tomorrow, you'll have to dig to graves. I may swing tomorrow, you'll have to dig to graves.
Go to the claws down here. You've been playing for a long time out of Memphis, and I came to Kentucky and clawing the hammer.
My dad was in the Navy for 20 years, retired in 85, and he's originally from Kentucky. I was born in Memphis while he was stationed there. So in 85, when he retired, we moved back to Kentucky, and at the time, I was listening to the heaviest metal you could find. Yes. Motley Crue, Kiss, you name it, I was listening to it.
Mike Daniels.
when he first retired, looked while waiting for a job to put an electronics shop in. Come in from school one day, and he traded for a little cheap Global banjo. Came in the shop, and he's playing it. He played the old two-finger style, like my grandfather did and three generations before. And I thought it was kind of, you know, interesting, so I started picking it up and messing around a little bit with it. He walked in one day, and he said, keep it up. He said, you keep playing like that, I'll break every finger you got. He said, you're going to be the first one to learn how to play it right. Luckily, he did CB work for a guy named Sam Spaulding from Marbone, West Virginia. So when Sam would come over to get his gear worked on, I actually would sit and he started showing me some stuff. So that's how I got started on the banjo.
And you didn't lose or get any fingers broken in the process?
No, I've not had a finger broke yet. Knock on some wood real quick, because there you go.
Just keep playing it right, and nobody will come and break your fingers.
Mike has played with some.
Go ahead and tell him how old I am. Go ahead. You love doing it. Tell him.
You just turned 21, right?
Yeah, a few times.
A few times.
Yeah, dirt was invented for him to play with it.
Yeah.
So.
I tell everybody my Social Security numbers and Roman numerals. So. I've played with Hilo Brown, Emma Smith, Melvin Goins, a lot of regional bands.
Now he's with us, so we're happy to have him. And again, he does a great job. I think he does. So everybody give Mike a round of applause.
I'll pay you for that later.
Yeah.
I'm kind of homesick for a country in which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, and time won't matter anymore. In Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday
the Arnetts.
I'm an Arnett. net, and he's our nut.
Sometimes you feel like a, you know, bluegrass and traditional music seem to be a familial thing. A lot of people pick up their instruments, or at least the love of music. You might pick up a guitar and end up on a mandolin, pick up a mandolin or a banjo, end up, you know, playing drums for a metal band. Everybody goes through that teenage rebellion, but music is a little different. If music grabs you inside, you're gonna love it. It's not like somebody's just shoving it down and saying, hey, you've got to play this, you've got to play that. You've got to truly have the love for it. And when you have a family that's playing together and everybody loves music, I think it's pretty good. Tell us a little bit about playing together as a family band.
The Lord has blessed us and our family to play music. It's kind of a musical family. My dad sitting back there in the back, he thumps around a little bass and probably can sing bass. That's all I want him to sing. My mother sings and plays piano, and my grandma plays, and I got a younger brother that plays bass, and Jonathan plays, man. So we kind of just growed up playing music, butting heads. Me and Jonathan, we still butt heads this day. We started a little group years and years ago called Darn It Brothers and Company, and we played around local and things like that, and Jonathan was actually playing banjo. You were saying switching music. He played banjo and guitar. And
kind of split it one time. Me and Brian Russell, he was formerly from Cumberland Gap Connection, and now he plays for Hammertown. He plays bass. We started a band there at home called Bluegrass Station, and then my brother, he started a band called High Caliber Grass, and we kind of split up there, and then we found our way back to each other.
Ooh, that sounded.
We'll sing a song like that. Ooh,
breaking up is easy, making up is hard.
Barbed wire and roses, you cut me so deep you don't even know.
Give it up one more time for Turning Ground. I'd like to thank our guest, Turning Ground, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. I'd also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Once again, let's hear it for Turning Ground Encore Section.
Pretty Polly, would you take me in kind?
for Kayla Ambergy, Mike Daniels, Jonathan Arnett, Nathan Arnett, I'm Ralph Adams. We're Turning Ground. We appreciate you guys so much.
Well, he opened up her bosom as fine as any stone. He opened up her bosom, fine as any stone. Stabbed through the heart and the blood did overflow. I'm afraid of your ways. Well, we'll hey, little Willie, afraid of your ways. Where you've been rambling, Lord, lead me astray. Down to the jailhouse, and what did he say? He went to the jailhouse. What did he say? I killed pretty Polly and trying to get away.
Thank you guys so much. We love you all.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Mike, Ralph, Nathan, Jonathan, and Kayla, Turning Ground, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio would like to thank High on Art and Coffee in the Woodland Triangle for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Wake up to the vision with High on Art and Coffee. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.